At one time, they were going to build a design and or a development department for Fieldings on the playing field, I heard. But it never happened, which is a great shame because, you know, you do need to carry on developing your equipment. So I found afterwards in my career, you've got to stay in front, really. And unfortunately, Fieldings didn't develop, in my opinion, didn't develop enough. So missed out, really. But that's another story, really.
Do you feel that that's why Fieldings is no longer in Gloucester, that lack of sort of development?
Yeah, I feel that that's probably a big factor. As I say, I've been in engineering all the rest of my career, and I know that if you develop your equipment and people, customers, potential customers see it and think, wow, that's a nice feature they've got on there, they'll buy them. But Fieldings didn't really do that, or not enough, in my opinion. And really, the German engineering companies, I think, were developing a lot quicker, as I believe Germany was one of our main competitors. So, yeah, that's a big factor, in my opinion, yes.